Next, a man who was raped by his cousin as a 9-year-old child has said he wanted to speak out to help others faced with similar horrors. Dylan Gallagher told the Central Criminal Court his childhood was stolen by his 15-year-old cousin Noel Gallagher, who raped him at a family farm sometime between 2006 and 2007. 33-year-old Noel Gallagher from Dadreen, Lewisburg, County Mayo, was today sentenced to 4 years in jail by Mr. Justice David Keane, who praised Dylan Gallagher's strength, resilience, dignity and perseverance. We can now speak to our court's correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, remind us of the background to this case.
Well, Detective Garda Anna Marie McHale told the court at the sentencing hearing that Noel Gallagher was 15 and he went with his younger cousin Dylan, who was 9 at the time, to a farm shed. And the court heard he mentioned sex, and Dylan Gallagher recalled his cousin laughing at him because he didn't know what that meant. He asked him, "What does that mean?" The court heard that he was then raped by his cousin Noel Gallagher, and he didn't know what was happening, and that Noel Gallagher told Dylan to keep it secret in an aggressive manner, the court heard. Dylan Gallagher said he was confused, dazed and disgusted in the aftermath, while the accused man seemed fine. He avoided going to those relatives' house from then on. He kept the rape secret for 13 years, but in 2019 he made a disclosure to his parents, and he estimated the time that the offence had happened by reference to his first visit to Croke Park, which was in 2006, and he knew the rape had taken place after that. He made a statement to Gardaí in December 2020. Noel Gallagher denied the charge, and he continues to deny it despite a unanimous verdict of a jury.
Orla, the victim, Dylan Gallagher, gave a victim impact statement to the court.
Yes, he remembered, he said, a photograph taken of himself in the garden of his home, kitted out in his Mayo GAA gear in the run-up to the All-Ireland final in 2006. And he said he remembered that boy as being happy and cheerful with no worries in the world. And he said that was before this happened, and he was changed for life. He described the day of the rape as a normal Sunday. He said they had attended their local church for mass. And he said as a 9-year-old boy, he didn't know what was happening and did what he was told to do by an older cousin he trusted. He called it an horrific incident. He said it had a major negative impact on his life and would always be at the back of his mind. He said for years he thought he was different from anyone else. Every time he looked into the mirror as a child, even now, he would always have that gruesome memory in his head. And anytime he looks through old photographs, he says, he can distinctly point out to himself if it's before or after the rape. He said he'd never had a proper relationship with his parents because he felt he couldn't open up to them. And he said that if he hadn't come out and told the truth, he would not be here to tell his story. He described he was suicidal before he told his family in 2019 what had happened to him. And he said that Noel Gallagher had taken away his childhood, teens and early adult. And he said the trial had taken an indescribable toll on him, but he wanted to speak out to pave the way for others. Now, he waived his anonymity for that reason, and he spoke briefly to us outside court.
Coming forward with my story has been incredibly difficult, especially as I'm a male victim and it's my family involved. But it's the best thing I've ever done. It has brought me some relief and hope. I want to ensure no one else has to suffer like I did. I hope my voice can inspire others to speak up and seek justice, just like someone close to my heart inspired me. It is easier to speak out rather than keep it a secret and stay in the darkness. It is a horrible place, and I'm lucky to be here today.
Dylan Gallagher speaking outside the court earlier. Orla, the judge, Mr. Justice Keane, made a number of comments. What did he say?
Well, he said it was impossible to listen to the victim impact statement that Dylan Gallagher had given in court without intense admiration for his strength and resilience. And he also praised the quiet dignity and perseverance Dylan Gallagher had demonstrated during the long legal process. The judge said that seeking justice and reclaiming his voice had given meaning to the suffering Dylan Gallagher endured. He jailed his cousin Noel Gallagher for 4 years. He said aggravating factors included Dylan Gallagher's age at the time and the profound effect the offence had on him. In mitigation, he said Noel Gallagher himself was only 15 at the time and has no other convictions.
RTE Legal Affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell, thank you. And if you or anyone you know have been affected by any issues raised in that report, you can call the Rape Crisis Helpline 24 hours a day on 1800 778 888. Or further support is available on rte.ie/helplines.